Most of you are used to the Wednesday morning spot here past couple of weeks. Dave Hamlin of the Lions and Big Rapids of Rotary fame. Dave wears a lot of hats, and you don't always know which one he's wearing. But Dave is usually here. We've been what we've done is we put together the Big Rapids Lions and Big Rapids Rotary Giving Day, which is coming up in December. And we're going and interviewing people that are going to, I think there are 46 off the top of my head at this point, that are going to participate in this huge event, which comes up on December 3rd, I believe. And you can correct me. Don't feel you got to let me go there. But anyway, so Dave Hamlin's usually here, and then he brings in a nonprofit or a couple of nonprofits and talks to him. Well, today, Dave has taken the morning off, and we have Bruce Regis, who many of you know from the River Valley Car Club in town. He is here, and it's kind of an interesting situation because the Big Rapids, or the River Valley Car Club in itself, is a nonprofit, all right, and does a lot of things supporting different causes in the community. And so Bruce is here basically as a support vehicle, right, Bruce?
That's correct. Okay. I'm here to support TNR.
Okay, and that leads to the next part of it, which is TNR, and Jennifer Thede, longtime supporter of that, member of the I think you were in on putting that all together, weren't you, from the start?
I was involved from the start. I wasn't one of the three founders, but I'm currently the president.
Okay. So anyway, for those of you that are not aware of TNR and what they do, Jennifer, with all the acronyms out there, we were talking about this the other day. Seems like everybody's abbreviating everything. There are acronyms for everything.
Right.
So what does TNR MACOSTA stand for?
So the TNR stands for Trap, Neuter, and Return. And MACOSTA, obviously, is for our county.
Of course.
So TNR MACOSTA works to help improve community cats' lives, feral cats' lives, and the people that take care of them in MACOSTA County. So we're trying to reduce the cat overpopulation in our county through Trap, Neuter, Return. And we work with clients who apply for our services.
I was going to say, how does this all work?
Yes. Yeah, so we have a website, tnrmacosta.org, and people can apply for our services there. And we are done trapping for this season for 2024. We are booking into next year, though, when it warms up and we can trap safely. And so we will work with clients who have applied to that. Maybe too many cats have come around their farm. Maybe they've gotten some drop-offs, and
Bruce can testify to the drop-off situation, right, Bruce?
In a property I own, which is out on Chippewa Lake Road, it seems to be cat dump city. People just bring their cats or kittens out there and drop them off, and which is unfortunate because they need to have a place, they need to have a home, they need to be taken care of, and people just dump them out there and just leave.
This is a situation that's not only just prevalent here in our area. This is all over the United States. People are doing this.
It is, and we're really lucky. I mean, I'm proud to be part of TNR MACOSTA. Our county's really lucky to have us, our group, and we have a wonderful group of volunteers, and we're one of the nonprofits that will be at Giving Day on Tuesday, December 3rd.
And I wanted to ask the situation, how does it all work? If somebody calls you, gets in touch with you, number one, how do they get in touch with TNR MACOSTA?
Yep, probably the best way is to go out on our website, tnrmacosta.org, and apply for our services. They're also welcome to text us or call and leave a message if they just have some questions. But we do have a lot of information on our website. And once they apply, we go through those applications and contact them. And usually the first point of contact is, we'll talk to them about setting up a site visit. So before we ever trap, we go out and check out the situation. How many cats are there? Where are they feeding? Where are they sheltering? Are we going to need our trailer that was given as part of the MACOSTA County Community Foundation grant? So can we get that in and out of the space if they have a lot of cats? And so we check all that out. And then we work with them and our volunteers and our veterinarians that help us out, which we have some local and some more like an hour away. And we work to figure out a date that works for everybody to help them once the weather's good and it's nice enough for trapping. And then it's a 3-day event. So in the evening, we are trapping and we leave those traps overnight. We come back in the morning to collect the traps and take them to the vet for spay or neuter surgery. And then we bring the cats back typically to the back to the property if they have like a shed or a barn or a garage that they can recuperate in. And then the next day we would come back and release them. So a day later they'll recuperate overnight. Mm-hmm. And then in the morning we release them. And then our volunteers are so great. They go over to the car wash and they wash all those traps and sterilize them. Mm-hmm. So we can do it all again.
Okay. How many times, just once a year is when you do this, or do you just
Year? This year we did almost every week this summer.
Oh, I mean, my gosh.
So we service a lot of sites. We service over 300 cats, which is not quite double what we did last year, but we were fortunate to get several vets to participate with us, and our volunteers are just really dedicated, although we are looking for more volunteers for sure.
So everybody is.
Yeah, I know, right?
You're all competing
for
that.
Drum,
they don't have a volunteers day too, you know?
And my part of this is that the money we raised during our great car show with Band of Locals this year, all that money goes back to the community. And TNR is one of the, I don't like to call them a charity. I call it a nonprofit, one of the nonprofits we really look at. Mm-hmm. And as I pointed out, one of our members is not a fan of cats. And she pointed out, she said, that's good because we're reducing the population.
But you're helping out.
And it's the kind of thing that when we sit down and decide where we're going to give our money to, TNR is one of the nonprofits we look at,
right?
Because they do community work that's really important.
It is. There's no doubt about it.
And we reckon. I mean, I just want to thank Bruce for recognizing that, because a lot of times, sometimes the animal causes don't get quite as much attention. But
exactly. We're
really helping these cat caregivers, you know. Mm-hmm. So we are helping humans too, and the cats both, through our work.
Okay, now besides just picking the cats up and having them spayed or neutered, you also provide some other things involved with the care for these cats afterwards, right?
Well, mostly that, you know, if the cat needs some sort of veterinary care at the time, sometimes they might have some injury or something.
Right.
So we usually will work to try to help that as well. Mm-hmm. And some of the other things that we do with, we have gone out and met with groups like the Lions once upon a time, and some of the villages that are looking to either be educated or also have our services help their, you know, small communities within Mecosta County. So we kind of provide some education, and we just had our winter cat shelter building event. So
that's what I was driving at.
Yeah. So we are happy we made over 50 shelters.
Very nice.
So we have those available for free. So people can contact the Sawmill Saloon, and who's also a great supporter of TNR, with their Wiener Wednesday program, and all those profits go to TNR, so we thank them as well. And one other fundraiser Bruce was talking about that we kind of do ongoing.
Well, one of the things I like to do is that sometimes, my poor life, I don't like to return bottles all the time.
There's a lot of us like that, yeah.
And yet it's a dime, and our state is really good. If you go to other states and see how many bottles and junk is in the roads, and our state is really clean. And because one of the things is we recycle, and TNR has a recycling trailer, which I think is really cool, over at the recycle site, where you can bring your bottles back and they will deposit them, and the money goes right to them. Okay, and so for me, I'll drop my bottles off when I recycle, and I get a double for that. I get to get rid of the bottles, but I also get to donate to a cause that I think is important.
Okay. Well, we really appreciate that, and Recycle Mecosta for allowing us to use that trailer and have this drop-off point for anybody. We have our events throughout the year that we do the can and bottle drives, but this is just something that anybody can drop them there anytime. And, you know, we're all, you know, we're nonprofit. None of our volunteers get paid anything, and all the costs, you know, go directly to, or any fundraising, go directly to our, you know, spay neuter expenses and operating expenses.
Are you guys in need of volunteers? How would you go about volunteering for TNR Mecosta?
Well, we also have a volunteer form on our website too. But we'll be at giving day. Come talk to us. We've been at, you know, a few events throughout the year, and we usually, before we start trapping in the spring, we usually do a volunteer recruitment night. So you can watch for information on that too.
I have a question, Bruce. When the cats are brought back or whatever, I was wondering, do you guys go back to the same, have you gone back to the same sites before and retrapped or whatever? How many times have you picked up the same cats? I just a question about that.
Well, once they're neutered, they don't need to be, you know.
Well, I understand that, but I wonder, you know, when they go put the traps on, how many times they end up seeing some familiar faces.
Yes. And what, even if we don't recognize a cat, what you will recognize with a cat that's been through a TNR program is their ear will be tipped. It'll be like flat across the top on one of their ears so that you know that someone cared enough to put that cat through a TNR program and fix it. And when we do have to go revisit sites that maybe we didn't get them all, and we do that. We try our best to really get the whole colony. You know, sometimes there are those elusive cats, but when we retrap them,
here's a question. I'm going to interrupt you while we're on this point. While I'm thinking about it, I'm at that age, Bruce. I don't know about you, but I'm at that age where if I don't ask the question at the time, it kind of goes away. So my question for Jennifer is, what is the highest number of felines you've picked up at a site?
Early on, we had one around Horsehead Lake that was 40-ish.
Oh, my God.
But we've just had some colonies this year, too, some big ones, 30-ish.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
And so, yeah, we usually have a few real big ones, and that's where our trailer comes in. That's where a vet that can handle that many cats really helps. So it's all a little bit of a puzzle piece trying to get the right colony and the right vet and the right volunteers all together at the same time.
Perfect.
You know, I was in the Army for 30 years, and there's a lot of similarities between what they do. I mean that really. There's a logistics angle on it where you have a trailer that has X amount of cages so you can put them in there. You also, I want to mention the veterinarians. The guys who do the work on the cats, okay? We got it out. Oh, man, I'm telling you. Another cup of coffee for me. Anyway, the point is that the veterinarians donate a lot of their time. In other words, they give you a bulk price for all these to come in,
typically,
which is very helpful.
Right.
Because as a private owner of three cats, it's not inexpensive to bring cats to the veterinarians.
Yeah.
So the point is, veterinarians donate a lot of their time, which is also indicative of supporting of this group and of what they do.
Yeah.
Because I have a cat population in my house. I'm very happy that they're at three. I don't think I could take more than that. But my daughter has worked for ARC, you know, the Animal Rescue Coalition, which again is a great place to be at.
And they were our we worked under ARC for many years, and we've been out on our own for a few years. So we certainly thank them for their support too.
Yeah, and it's the kind of thing, like I said, when we sit down as a committee on our River Valley Car Club to decide who we're going to give charity money to or nonprofit to, this is one of the things we go over. Why are we giving it to them and why not to somebody
what
else?
What kind of impact are
we
going to have?
If we could, we'd give it to everybody.
Yeah.
Well,
there's only so much money go around, yeah.
But on the other hand, we wanted to make a contribution that's effective. In other words, instead of giving $10 to everybody, I mean, we're trying to give them a chunk of change that can be really helpful.
And that's why people rotate around as far as that's concerned, as far as the donations are concerned. So Giving Day, Dave Hamlin would want me to repeat that Giving Day is coming up this year, December 3rd, and that's a Tuesday. That'll be out at the Eagles Lodge, or Aerie, rather. Is it the lodge? Aerie. I got to keep that in mind. Here in Big Rapids, and a very worthwhile event that has been around for a number of years now, and the Big Rapids Lions Club and Big Rapids Rotary have gotten together to put this on. And like I mentioned before, there are going to be 46 nonprofits, including TNR Macosta and many others that will be out there. You can go out, walk through there, find your passion or whatever, and give or give of your voluntary hours that you might have. And I'm sure Jennifer would want me to say that you don't need to donate a half a year worth of Tuesdays or whatever. They'll take you if you got a day, a couple hours a week, or whatever, every other week. All the nonprofits out there need volunteers and need help, so they will take what they can get. So if that you've got a an urge of passion to do a certain thing, by all means, go to Giving Day on December 3rd, and visit with one of the, with all the nonprofits and find
your
passion.
Yeah, it's really nice to walk through there and see all the opportunities that there are and the way that these organizations give to our community. So
I was going to say,
thankful to be part of it.
Yeah, each one of these organizations is a necessary organization, and they need your attention one way or another. So
sometimes we rely on big government to take care of us. And I'm telling you right now, this is the kind of thing I like to look at people and say, we don't need your help. We're doing it on our own.
Exactly. We can do it right here in our own backyard.
Taking care of ourselves. Okay.
You can still send us the money, but we're handling it here.
But the point is, instead of complaining about how big government doesn't help us out, no, we're going to do this ourselves.
Right.
And we can take care of ourselves. And you'll see us there at the giving, going around, and we will give out the money we can give out. I am going to put a small plug in here. Band of Locals and River Valley Car Club, again, will do their car show, Band of Locals, on Labor Day next year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we raise the money so we can give it to TNR.
There you go.
And other other nonprofits.
But go to that and then help out all the other nonprofits.
Yeah, exactly.
It works out perfect.
When you go to our car show and the Band of Locals, you give right back to the community, and we don't have to look at the government and say, bail us out.
There you go. There you go. Bruce Regis of the River Valley Car Club here in Big Rapids, and Jennifer Thede of TNR Mecosta. Thank you both for being with us this morning, talking about Giving Day coming up, of course, on December 3rd. And I believe Dave Hamlin will be back next Wednesday morning, and he'll have another nonprofit or nonprofits in, and we'll talk with them then, and we'll talk more about Giving Day, which is right around the corner. Thank you once again for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
For this edition.
Appreciate it.
That wraps up this edition of our Focus on the Band, Focus on the Band of Locusts. I knew that was going to happen when we started talking about the car club and the show. This is the community spotlight. I know it all got light beams dealing with it, but anyway, welcome. Thank you for stopping by and hanging out with us for this edition of the community spotlight, brought to you by the Schuberg Insurance Agency and Auto Owners Insurance in downtown Big Rapids.
When you have a business that's been supporting its local community for over